One gun, three clips. Shout out to them three babies. One, two, three, six. I'm saying though, let me do my dance. So stop pulling up my pants.
Playboy on this bitch, but he ain't playing no.
What a cup,
what that is.
Pull me up,
fill it up.
Why you reaching? You ain't finna hit my blunt.
Get the fuck.
Ooh, this shot, I got that ass tooted up.
God damn.
You gon' let me do my dance, I'm booted up. Catch me buckin' through the crowd with my dogs on that gang shit. Music playin' loud, DJ Rev got me bangin'. Rollin' up the pounds on that loud, this is stankin'. I ain't turnin' down, DJ Rev got me bangin'. Bitch, I'm goin' in, they gon' let me in. Pull me up a trunk.
Open barrel.
What the fuck, you no good, Tiger Lee? We are reporting live from Oklahoma, Louisiana, in front of the live studio audience. I am your host, Super Duper Diggity Dave, a.k.a. Tredavious White. And I'm here with the weed drinking, beer drinking, hot dog eating. Woo, 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 three times. Bitty booty, what it do,
gobble, gobble.
And we're here with Sticky Icky Icky Ricky. Oh, I like it.
No ceilings.
Friday, it dropped. Go get that.
Our other co-host is not here. He is on vacation, so you will not
listen
to Taylor tonight. But we are here for the second week in a row with Trizzy Dre.
What's up?
Forgot about Trey.
And,
trigonometry.
Because we forgot about Trey.
Trigonometry.
Nowadays, everybody want to talk. Forgot about Trey.
I got nothing comes out when you move lenses, but gibberish motherfuckers acting. Forgot about Trey. I had to finish.
Oh, yeah.
You can't start okay, something like that and not
I was setting you up.
That's it.
Give me one for the assist.
And for the first time ever,
Thanksgiving
episode, and we have a special guest with us tonight. Y'all know, some know him as Jeremy.
Gross.
Some know him as Green, but I know him as Meat and Green Oakland.
Yay!
Green Bean. Welcome to the show.
Man, glad to be here.
Tiger League, look, I've been working all day on a nickname. I had Meat and Green Oakland. That's the only thing I come up with. Voice your opinion. Give us a nickname for Greens, because he will be back, no doubt.
Shits.
All right. We are looking into week 12, if I'm not mistaken. It is November 20-something, and we're looking at week 12. And last week was a fucked up week for some, me, myself. Other people did good. Okay, cool. But week 12, here we come. Off top, before we go into any headlines, COVID broke loose in Baltimore. There will not be a primetime game tomorrow night or Thanksgiving night. It is moved to Sunday at 3:00, so you will not see Pittsburgh and Baltimore. But other than that, go ahead, Benny Boo. Let's go ahead with some headlines. Or did I forget something?
Now, yeah, forget that. But headlines, not much.
Injuries, headlines.
Okay.
Don't talk about Joey B. Look,
that was the first on the list, man.
I want to give a public apology.
David, you are a bitch.
I had the opportunity to pick up Joey Burrow. I picked him up. He tore his ACL and his MCL. He's out forever. I'm sorry. Every quarterback I've started this year sucks.
Except Cam, on your bench.
Yeah, but I started Joe Burrow this week and he tore his shit. That's my apologies. Okay, that's out the way. Go ahead with your injuries.
Okay. Also, Kyler Murray on the Thursday night game. A little banged up with the shoulder. Kept
He's going to play.
Juju, Julio, Randall Cobb.
Going to play. Who gives a fuck?
Kenny Stills.
Who gives a fuck?
Who?
Rexy Burkhead.
Okay. I really don't give a fuck.
P. Ryan for the Jets.
Yeah, P. Ryan, piss ant.
Greg Olsen.
What? Does he still play in the league?
He got hurt.
Oh, he fucked his foot up, didn't he? Again.
That's correct.
Yeah, he's done. And who else?
And Phillip Rivers, who is probably going to play, but he got a little banged up. But who gives a fuck? I just had to add him on the dock.
Hey, so, when he's throwing to Pittman. Pittman, best receiver in the league.
First round Pittman.
Hopefully it works out.
Yes. Coming back should be Mostert. Christian McCaffrey should be out this week. I'm trying to think if there's any more injuries. Kenny Golladay, I don't think he's going to play.
I don't know, man. He might.
We'll see tomorrow.
Swift's going to play?
Swift should play. Coming back on the concussion protocol, he should play, though. But,
fuck Joe, it. Did we say Joe Mixon?
Joe Mixon on IR. That's right.
Oh, that's right. But that's right. Just the so...
And Giovanni Bernard might not play.
Exactly. So do you go out and pick up Samaje Perine?
Samaje
Perine, bro.
I forgot all about this guy. I knew he was supposed to be good at one point, but he wasn't. But, well, see, no Joe Burrow, no Mixon, no Gio. Yeah, I would stay clear.
No bueno.
Yeah, no bueno. That's no good. I mean... For real though,
what's his name? Brad Allen. Or
Brad
something?
Allen. Yeah,
Brad Allen's or Brandon cup, Allen. Or Brandon.
Some jag to play for sorry ass Denver last year.
Allen. Denver. But, wow, shits.
Okay, just around the table, real quick. Who has the bigger week? AJ Green, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins. Ben started off.
Boyd.
Rick.
Who they playing? Who they playing? I need to know.
Okay, that is a good question.
Because whoever they playing...
We didn't gave up on Cincinnati.
The cornerbacks is going to have a bigger game.
Yeah, they will.
So, that's my answer. They all will be shits.
Okay.
Joe Mason.
What? What are you doing?
Fireball does not do you right. I say what receiver will have the better game? Boyd, Green, or Higgins?
Tre'Davious White.
Joe Mason. Tre'Davious White.
Definitely Tyler Boyd.
I'm going to say he's the most.
He's a safety blanket, man. He's the safety blanket.
So whoever the fuck's throwing the ball,
exactly. Slide most of the time, he don't have a better game.
Okay, well, this is a horrible way to start the show. Talk about what bingo receiver is going to do good.
Right.
That's 2020. Baby.
Y'all want to talk about them Saints instead?
Oh, I would talk about the Saints all night, but Taysom Hill. Did not
taste them.
Let's not.
We'll get into it.
Let's go ahead with last week's matchup. Ben, crank the first one up. Tell us who it is.
We're going to start it off right. Trey, who did you lose to this week?
Some big bitch.
Wow, you know I'm insecure about my weight. Anyways, you're right. This big bitch beat the fuck out of you. I'm sorry, Ricky. I was cutting up. Anyways, 166 to 138. I mean, Trey, just kill yourself. Hey, but bro, on the street, Mike T coming back, looking good, 9 for 104. DJ Moore, 7 for 127, bro. Darren Waller, second best tight end to ever play football in the National Football League.
The first. I'm sorry.
No, Taylor said not over Kelsey.
Oh, okay.
You know that. Not yet. He's young, bro.
By next week, it'll be.
But on the flippity flop, Travis Kelce, my number one wide receiver. Terry McLaurin, AJ Brown, Nick Chubb getting a big run against you. Russell Wilson only putting up 23 to Aaron Rodgers 29. Cute. But Juju and Miles, thank you, Dave. Miles Sanders, Chubb had 19. Sanders had 8. Well, that was a good trade workout.
Yeah, for both of us.
For all three of us, goddammit. Anyways, Trey, you suck ass.
We clowning and shit. I know we're clowning, but.
Nah, I'm real.
No, but I want to talk about Nick Chubb for a second.
Goat.
Nick Chubb doesn't catch a lot of passes.
Yeah, don't have to.
But in my opinion, he's a top 5 running back. He is, am I the only one that feels Chubb, that way?
As far as pure running back, I say Henry, Cook, Kamara. Chubb, Zeke.
I put Kamara second.
Definitely Kamara.
But just pure running back.
Yeah,
just
pure I mean, Kamara. Pure running back. I'm talking about running every down the
Kamara.
Pipe.
Kamara. He could break it anytime.
And he has offensive line to get the holes.
You're right.
Maybe because of the offense. I can see that. Yeah, the way he's using the offense, he can break for a big run at any second.
Hey, sorry to bother y'all, but is he a top 5 fantasy running back?
And that's what we need to look at because this is something I want to get into deeper. All right, McCaffrey.
Okay, time out though. In Tiger, you have to account for the 8-point bonus you get for 100 rushing yards.
And Nick Chubb is 100.
And he is almost, I mean, not saying guaranteed, but Buddy gonna hit 100.
That's what I'm looking at. Like, what was this year? McCaffrey, Barkley, Kamara was Dalvin Cook. Okay, so not right now. I would personally put Christian McCaffrey still 101 because he's 20 plus points a game every
time. Look at
the
games he's played.
He came back for one game and scored 31 points.
The games he's played, he was number 30 running back in fantasy, and he played like fucking three games.
He played three games, and he's still number 30.
So, I mean, dude, the dude, when he plays, is guaranteed 20 points.
Every game has been 20 points plus. The one game he came back and played and got hurt at the end of the game, he scored 31 points. So, I would still put Christian McCaffrey there. Then I would say Dalvin Cook, he earned the right to be there this year. And then it gets iffy because Zeke with Dak was scoring 20 points a game.
Was cutting up.
Kamara was dominating, which I guess I'll go three Kamara. But after that, you're looking at Zeke. And then where's Nick Chubb, man? Like you said, 100 points, 100 yards in Tiger is 8-plus points, right? Chubb breaks it off. Chubb could struggle the whole game.
That might call me crazy, but I got Josh Jacobs before Chubb.
Because he has the receiving capability. That's a smart pick.
No, Josh Jacobs is a true pound the ball. You get two or three catches, cool, but you're going to pound the fucking ball and you're going to run.
But you're going to do the same thing with Chubb.
But that's what you look at the offenses. You know, Kamara, McCaffrey, Zeke, all their offenses around is, even with Dak cutting up this year, they still ran the ball. Zeke got 20 points a game. Chubb and Kareem Hunt, they're a running team.
Exactly.
When it comes to Josh Jacobs, who knows what the Raiders are?
It's game script. Like, it's whatever they roll into that week.
But
that was going to happen.
But
for the most part, they facilitate through.
But they want to run,
When they have the lead, every time they have the lead, Jacobs has a big game because they pound the ball with Jacobs.
Honestly,
and push him through.
Not to go too deep into this, but it's kind of like what I initially thought when I noticed that they jumped in the draft and they took Ruggs so high.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that Ruggs was necessarily the best receiver because he wasn't, but it was just the fact that he fitted
what they wanted, that
home run. They knew that they wasn't going to throw the ball, so it didn't matter about who was getting the most receptions, none of that. It's just we're going to pound it, and when we need a shoot, we're going to shoot it. And that's what they've been doing.
And that's what I want to get at. I'm going to get into Darren Waller later, but I'm going to throw a little thing in. Like, Darren Waller's Raiders' best receiver. Okay, cool. Brian Edwards is a rookie. Henry Ruggs is a rookie. They drafted both of them
top
to be their number one and number two receivers.
Right.
Yeah, Nelson Agholor has looked great in that system. So, I think in a year or two, they'll develop enough weapons with those two rookies they got. Agholor backing them up. You had the tight end Darren Waller. It's going to get to a point where Josh Jacobs can basically do what he wants.
Right.
And I thought I'd see more of 4 to 5 catches a game of Josh Jacobs this year. This just ain't the year because they've been hurt with injuries with the rookies. Right. But next year, Josh Jacobs is going to end up falling towards the second half of the first round, and he might end up where you want to be the year after at the front of the first round, if y'all get what I'm saying. He's probably going to be drafted 8, 9, 10, maybe even 12, and he can still finish the top 5. I am a big fan of Josh Jacobs. I can see him coming through.
Wow. On to Josh Jacobs, and me and Trey did not own him. So,
good shit. Anyway, I believe Chubb is a top 5 running back. That's what I wanted to get.
And you got to look at his playoff schedule.
Oh, Jets, his playoff schedule.
Jets, Giants, Redskins.
I'll get to that.
Washington. I mean,
I'll get to that when we get to the power rankings.
One more thing. Can I chime in? This is my first time.
Oh, yeah. Hey, go ahead. Green, the mic is yours. Go ahead, brother.
Throw that rookie in there, too.
What rookie?
James Robinson. I feel like James Robinson, a 3-down back. Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt are splitting carries. They splitting everything. Snaps. Everything.
Green.
James Robinson is definitely a better back than Chubb in fantasy.
Okay, whoa, time out. All right. You see?
Hands down.
I'm going to make this statement, and then I'm going to walk on. I'm going to keep on going on. Okay, James Robinson by himself. He's getting 100 yards a game. You know, great shit. Chubb is splitting carries.
Getting 100 yards a game
with half the carries that Robinson's getting.
Okay.
But I do believe in James Robinson, though. James Robinson is a damn good running back. He can get you 80 to 100 yards a week by himself if you give him the volume. He don't need the volume.
And
he can break a big
run.
And he can get those catches.
Yes.
James Robinson be one next year where people's going to be like, oh, 11th, 12th pick. Let me pass up on him, see if he comes back in the second round. And he'll be a great pickup towards the ends of the first round, beginning of the second round. But you do not fucking compare him to Nick Chubb.
No, shut the fuck up.
Definitely put James Robinson over Nick Chubb.
Next year.
That's why we're not letting you. That's why you're not getting into title league. Because I don't shit like that.
Make sure it ain't cut off.
Not as a running back.
Make sure it ain't cut off.
Not as a running back, James Robinson.
James Robinson is a good running back, and I'm going off of whatever we recorded last time. So we had to cut it off because we fucked up some shit. Anyway, let's go to the next game. We spend an hour on the first game.
Anyway, Trey, any last remarks?
No.
Yes.
No. Oh, you're still here?
Yeah. I forgot Trey was here.
I thought he went outside to cry because he got his ass whipped last week.
Oh, two of the top three highest scores this week.
Yes.
Diggity Dave, take it off. Your matchup.
Diggity Dave gets bass for days. It was 160 to 181. Joe Burrow fucking ate up his legs. Deshaun Watson had a hell of a game. Zeke had a good game. DeAndre Johnson. Look, everybody, I'm going to make it quick. This is what I made the trade for Zeke for. This is what I expected all year long. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. And I had the highest scoring game of my life, apparently. But Mariah scored higher. This is what happens when you play me, Tiger. You play me, you will score a buku punch, y'all. It happens. I'm trying to think of some standouts, but there's nothing to stand out. Mariah's team did her thing. Devontae Adams still the man. Derrick Henry still the man. Boyd with 17 points. I'm interested to see. We talked about it earlier. I'm interested to see what Boyd does. We expect him to keep doing his thing. Goddard with 18 points. Zach Ertz will play this week.
Yeah.
Bye bye, guys.
Too late for you.
Yeah, too late for me. Mariah, Ronald Jones sucks. You should never play. Nah.
2 points.
In a bad game.
Ronald Jones with 2 points after a 42 burner on our bench against me.
Look, I'm in. This loss guaranteed my last place spot. I am Tigers' first time, 2-time losing champion. I will have the trophy in the belt next year. Fuck everybody. Mariah, good shit. You're still one of my top three teams in the league. Anybody else got something to say? No? Then pass the fucking blunt and exit out of the screen before I throw up on myself. I'll take a fireball shot and do away with my life. All right. We're going to go to the next one. Uh-oh. It was not that close, really. Fuck the ops against. Just take my 100. I mean... Foos. I'm sorry, Foos.
Taysom Hill, bro. Taysom Hill outscored Mark Andrews by 4 points only.
Yes, and he was a quarterback. And that's at the end of the day, that's what happened. Rick actually had a down week.
Yes.
And he won against
me. I fucked up on the defense bad.
Yes.
Chiefs with the two.
I didn't have Diggs. He was on a bye.
I mean, but bro, you would have got 5 more points, bro. It's not that much, bro. You straight.
I got 5 more points.
If you would have swapped defenses.
Yeah, other defense got 7.
No, I have the Bills defenses.
They on a bye.
They was on the bye. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the bye.
Right.
Yeah, look, this was probably one of the worst weeks I've seen you play, and you still scored more than what I have in most weeks. So, yeah, great job, Rick. Foose. Hey, bro, just give it up, man. You're not going to do it. You didn't get last place, Foose, but you're not going anywhere at all. pour you up a glass, drink on it, and cry to yourself later like I do. Anyway, let's go on to the next game. Ain't much talk about this game. Oh!
Man, this wasn't even close, but it was awesome.
Oh, it was.
Man,
because
we were sitting there.
Yes. Go ahead and lay it down. Build
the
story.
I'm
going to
let the beat build.
Johnny right. was winning.
We chilling Monday night, cooking them turkey necks. Pop had the gravy whipping.
Oh, Pop had it right.
Like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Hey, it was fire.
It was fire. We ate on it for 2 nights.
Then mustard greens was
Oh, you brought it home. Them greens was fire.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Real shit.
That's for another podcast.
Anyways, though, man, we chilling. We watching the game. Johnny come over a little while. Chill. Yeah, man, I'm gonna watch it. Cook. Catch. Cup. Catch. Cup. Catch. Before you know it, after the first quarter, that bitch had 10 points. You're like, what the fuck? And to know it, that Cooper Cup put your bitch ass away. So that's all I got to say about that one, boss.
Johnny, good things are coming, but this week wasn't yours. Sarah, I want to say some shit. I get to it in the power rankings. Great game, though. Kyler Murray had an average game. And you still put with Gurley scoring 3.
And Julio scoring fucking 5.
5. And you still beat. Oh, Johnny! Johnny! Johnny. Oh my God.
You sound like fucking McDonald's. What's his name? Chase, man.
Either way, Johnny, look. Dak was your Messiah.
That was it.
And he was a false prophet. And he did not get crucified. He didn't even walk on water. He just fell down with a bad ankle injury. And there goes your season, Bubba. But, hey, good job. You probably still make the playoffs. But, yeah, you took another L. And it's sad because I moved them up in the power rankings. I don't know why I did that. Chris Carson's coming back. But we'll get there later. So, now we'll save that for the power rankings segment.
Let's go. Good job, Sarah.
You suck, Johnny.
Uh-oh, the up-and-comer. Listen, Taylor.
Listen. Happened,
Taylor?
Oh, my God. 159-117. Taylor, you disappointed me.
Taylor, you running out of juice. You're going to beat me this week, but you running out of juice.
I talked about quarterback streams earlier to y'all. Great quarterback stream from Taylor. Kirk Cousins has up and down year. Great job starting Kirk Cousins. Other than that, it sucked. You started two Bengals. It's a law in fantasy. You never start two Bengals. I don't give a fuck if Jerry Rice and Michael Irvin are your two starting receivers for the Bengals. You don't start both of them at all. You know, we clown about start. Like, I clown Rick. I ain't clown, but I was like, man, starting Metcalf and Lockett will bite you. Then, you know, I went to Taylor, like, man, you're starting Will Fuller and Brandon Cooks will bite you. And it did, because Will Fuller got 14. Cooks got 12. Oh, well, there you go, you genius. And you know what? I'm going to stack Higgins and Gio at running back to show them how good the Bengals are. No, you jag. It's dumb. You're not as smart as you think you are, Taylor Ford.
Doty,
good job, man.
Cody Montana.
I don't know the theme song to Hannah Montana, but I wish I did because I'd sing it. Cody, Herbert, Hebert, and Keenan Allen, bro. They had the connection. You stacked up on them. Kamara had a bad game, and it didn't matter. Schultz with 14. Andy Dalton threw it to the tight end.
Blake Jarwin would have been a phenomenal athlete this year.
Yeah. Let's go to the next game. You didn't piss me off.
But still, James Robinson, heavily involved. So
what was his stats? Read it out real fast.
He had 73 rushing yards.
73 rushing yards in a bad night. Who did he play?
They played the Pittsburgh fucking Steelers.
And get 73.
I'll take that because he had 13. He had the catches. I'll take that.
Like I said, James Robinson will fall to somebody next year in the early second round, which means in the first round you got the 10th pick. James Robinson will come back around, and you'll take him. And then you'll have a great number one running back because they're only going to get better when they get Trevor Lawrence once they trade with the Jets, maybe. Who knows? Or they get Fields and – who knows, but James Robinson the truth. Anyway, let's go to the next one. Kenyon Fake against Bucket on Brady's. We
traveling down the road to Stevie P and Lake Pearl.
Hey, Stevie P, you did it again, bro. Dalvin Cook with another big game. I'm going to get to that later. Adam Thielen cutting up. Of course, because when Cousins has a big game, Adam Thielen has to do it. It was nice to see Cavarillo with 14 points coming off an injury.
But how nice is to see Dalvin and Thielen with 30 burners.
That's awesome. That's something rare.
But is that capped on their offense?
Like, it is.
They're not an offense that can sustain.
No. They will not support a great wide receiver and a great running back. It's usually either or. And I'll get to that later. Like I said, I got a bunch of shit for the
You got a lot up your sleeve. Golly.
But, yes. But like I said, it's nice to see Cavarillo 14 points come back off an injury. Other than that, Steve, you didn't do shit. But thankfully for you, you were playing the second worst team record wise, but Arshad, damn, bro, you suck, man. Tom Brady is 0-22 in his last four games on deep balls. What are y'all thoughts on the great Tom Brady being washed up or warming up? I don't even know what to compare it to.
Shits!
There it is. Shits or not shits? Rick.
It's Bruce Arians' fault.
Oh,
Drew Brees is better.
Nah, that's what they were saying today. Like,
Brees is better.
Arians is into it or some shit.
And this, but look, I'm gonna go to that because It was a year ago when we had the other podcast. Bruce Arians' offense relies on big plays. Because I think I picked Mike Evans maybe to have a great year because Bruce Arians' system always relied on the long catch. You had Anquan Boldin that did it. Mike Wallace, I think, that did it when he was with Pittsburgh. So Bruce Arians relies on the deep ball. Unfortunately, Tom Brady cannot. And you know, you. I got a bunch of emotions going. You get rid of Jameis Winston. Yeah, he threw 30 picks. Yeah, he did. First year in that system. First year in that system, he threw 30 picks. But that dude kept y'all in so many games because of his big arm, throwing it down the field, keeping your team alive. They start off like 0-3, 0-4, and they still almost had a chance to make the playoffs because Jameis was airing it out in right. The Bruce Arians system.
He was fitting what they needed him to do.
And you run him out to bring in Tom Brady, who could not connect on a deep ball to save his life. Bruce Arians, shame. Shame. Shame on you. And shame on you, Sean Payton, for not playing Jameis Winston this week. But we'll get to that in another
Taysom Hill.
Fuck Taysom Hill. Wobble, 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 wobble. That's what his passes sound like. It sounds like Pac-Man eating fucking cherries when Taysom throws it. Wobble, 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 wobble. It's horrible. Fuck Taysom Hill.
Can't throw?
That's my team, but fuck Taysom Hill. But anyway, that game was over with. What's the last game, Ben?
That was the last game, Dave.
Oh,
shit.
So, are we going to go to Marketplace or we're going to go to Rankings? I just want to know, or the standings, where are we going to? We're going to go to Marketplace. Let's go to Marketplace and see what happened in the Marketplace. Go ahead and run it.
Say Marketplace one more time.
Marketplace.
Your running backs hurt and your receiver too. Your tight end sucks and your quarterback's poo. Oh, don't you frown, baby, fix your face and come down to the free agent marketplace. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Harvest Foods, ladies and gentlemen. Where our free agents are going out the hot box on a frenzy. We're going to start off with a top dollar meal. $16 for Ahmed for Foos, which I believe plays for Miami. I said San Francisco last week. And he might not start. Great job on that pickup. We're going to go next to Wayne Gallman.
To?
Foose with the pickup. He had a bunch of change to spare. Great matchup for Wayne Gallman. You got him for $14. The Gus Bus went to Taco Core for $8. Derek Carr. Oh, man. Derek Carr upset a lot of people this year.
Man, he had 27 last week, yeah, bro.
And then he's going to go for 10 this week for 7. We got, I'm guessing that's Jordan Reed for, Jordan Reed for $2. The Giants defense, $1, good pickup. Giants defense has been playing good. And then free shit goes to Jordan that's a tight end. Atkins
diet.
Blankenship, Rodrigo Blankenship, and Nelson.
They had a picture on Twitter today. It was Rodrigo Blankenship next to DK with his swole shit. It was like these two guys playing the same game.
Yeah.
That was goated.
Yeah, it was. Rodrigo, though, is a dog with that leg game. But, yeah, nothing really disappointing. The Derek Carr thing grossed me out because I have picked up Derek Carr this year, and I'm not the only one that's picked up Derek Carr this year. And every time somebody picks him up and starts him, he just does shit.
I don't know, bro, because if we would have started him in CBS, we would have.
But that's what I'm saying. Anyway. When you start him, he doesn't do nothing. When you don't start him, he cuts up. That's usually how it goes. But anyway, we're going to go straight to the standings, all right?
After week 11,
here's your standings. Fuck the ops. That's Ricky Rose at number one. Will Fork on the first day to number two. That is Ben. Steven is Kenyon Fake. I'm not going to keep on naming names, except for Cody Montana. He's at number four. Sarah's and I'm going to team names. You're Thilling Me Smiles at number four tied. It's number five. Taco Core, you still hanging on. You tied for four, but you're really at number six.
Trey, who you played this week in Tiger?
Okay. Trey got his ass for my being. Then he goes to Tits and Tight Ends. Taylor, good trade for McCaffrey. It's going to fuck you in the long run. Well, it ain't going to fuck you, but you won't capitalize.
You won't capitalize.
You won't be able to capitalize on it. Just take my 100 at the next spot. I lost count. Bays for days up the rear. She is down, but she's a couple wins away from dominating. Arshad, and then yours truly, the best loser ever. P.S. Right now I have 1,707 points scored against me. Entire league history, the most is 2,300-something, and it went to yours truly when I got last place the last time. So
can he reach it?
I probably won't, but I will break the record for worst league until I beat Rick this week. And then
it's coming up.
But that is your normal rankings. I want to tell y'all about the power rankings.
It's time for Super Dave Stone Cold Power Rankings, brought to you by Colt 45 and Old English 800 and a bunch of drugs.
All right, Super Dave's Power Rankings. We're going to go from the top to the bottom. There's a few changes, and I'm going to mention why. Funk the Ops still at number one. Will Fort moved his way up to number two. Vase still at number three. She's a playoff bound away. Then Cody Montana at number four. You're feeling me smiles at number five.
Cody Montana.
Kenyon Fake, number six. Taco Core, number seven. Number eight. If you ain't first, you're last. I'm sorry, Trey, but you ain't going to be first. Tits and tight ends at nine. Just take my 100 Fuchs. You still suck at 10. Bucking on Brady's nuts. You're lucky you're at 11 because I'm still at 12. And I still suck. Listen. I'm all new to listen to Sam and Earth. Okay. Pay attention to me, y'all. Look, Cody moved up. He's getting Raheem Mostert back.
That's why he moves up.
Oh, God.
It sounds crazy.
I know, but you got the fucking Hebert, Keenan Stack, cutting up, Godwin coming back, Kamara.
You got Mostert coming back. James Robinson.
He's got a force to be reckoned with, bro. Doty is up and coming. He's putting up points right now.
I would say Cody is my dark horse winning champion this year.
I wish I had the drop.
But, Katy Perry. Yeah, that'd be awesome. But anyway, Doty, I hate you, but you and Sarah are the two teams that I'm kind of nervous about upsetting Rick and Ben, because right now it looks like Rick and Ben is going to run it. But, okay, y'all watch for Doty and Sarah. Johnny, I'm sorry. I don't even know where I ranked you. Chris Carson's going to come back and carry you a little bit, but you won't make it far. On his bad knees.
Not enough on your knees, bro.
Okay, time out. Before we go any further, Green's in the building.
Whoa.
Let's do it.
Y'all want to do it?
Let's do it. Shots.
Everybody!
Whoa, that was a shot segment. If you're on the way in the work in the morning, pull over at your local liquor store, buy a shooter, and take a shot. Because that is shots brought to you by Mean Green Oakland himself, Jeremy Greenhouse. Oh, it sounds so
Green,
gross.
Tell
it, Jeremy.
Give him some.
Thank you, Kylie.
He got 60 candy canes full of Fireball over here. Merry pre-Christmas.
Merry pre-Christmas. We've been shooting them all. We're down to the last one. That's the type of party we have on Tiger Talk. But anyway, let's go on to this week's matchups. Benny Boo, go ahead and start us off at the top. Let's go Will Fork in the first date against Tits and Tight Ends.
Our co-host, Taylor.
Taylor, you on the decline, Taylor.
You don't get to talk about this one, bitch. I do.
Oh, yeah, thank God, because he spent 3 hours. This podcast will last 4
All
hours.
All right. Okay, Taylor. He's rolling with Kirk Cousins again. Against Russell. Philly, Monday night. Chris Carson back. We'll see. James White against Nick Chubb.
Who did play? New England?
Arizona.
James White will score at least 18 points. I'm calling it now.
18?
Against Arizona.
Damn. I'm fucked. I'm going to lose this game, dude.
No, Chubb will score 30. But
nah, Chubb got 40. Chubb against Jacksonville. Okay, McLaurin.
I'm
going
to say, James White will have a good
McLaurin, Will Fuller, man. Will Fuller and Brandon Cooks against fucking Detroit on Thanksgiving. I think they might eat their ass up. How do y'all feel? Bro, think
I
about
feel
it.
One, Will.
One?
I am not a fan of starting.
But they always both do it.
Well, they always do mediocre.
Okay, but this is the chance to blow up.
I would rather blow up a car with me sitting in it than start two receivers from the Houston fucking Texans. Look, Will Fuller might have a big game. Brandon Cooks might have a big game. One of them is going to score 18, the other is going to score 10. Who gives a fuck? So who's left?
All right, well, you got Kelsey against...
You stacking Bengals?
No, you got Kelsey against Akins, James Conner against Jalen Rager, and Jacoby Myers against Allen Robinson.
Wow, are you starting Jalen Rager?
Yeah. Monday night.
Okay, well...
You got Seattle's defense versus Giants defense. Giants playing Cincinnati.
They're going to dominate. That's what I said earlier. Giants is a good pickup. Giants.
But I got Seattle against Philly. So I know Philly can move the ball, but if Carson Wentz
is trash, if he gets sacked six times,
a couple turnovers, I'm cool with that. You know, if not, the Browns against Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville will do better than Philly will offensively, to be honest. So I'm gonna go with
you. Have had way too many fireball shots, but I still agree with you that Seattle's defense will do better. And I will pick Ben Green. Who are you picking that matchup?
I'm taking Ben, just because I'm right by him.
It's my dog. Okay, my dog, Rick.
Man, I'm going with the meat wad out the gate.
That is me. That is.
He's been calling me.
I know he has, but man, you fit him so perfect. If you would put a goatee on Meatwad, oh my god,
Steve.
Don't put Ben as Meatwad. Put Meatwad as Ben, please. Put glasses on Meatwad with a goatee. It will be hilarious because Ben matches that perfectly.
I hate
Trey. He is not available right now because he's outside lost, and we'll go find him later when the adults get here. Let's go on to the next matchup. Ben, you clicked something you shouldn't. I saw it was fucked ops against myself, if I'm not mistaken. And going off of memory, I'm going to say Rick's going to win. But let's go ahead and look through it once you get it pulled up. Right now, I know I got Joe Burrow probably still has my start. No, I'm going to put Cam.
Now you got Cam, bro.
Yeah.
Cam, hey, the last 3 weeks, Cam Newton has been a top 10 quarterback. And you've sat him probably two out of the last three. Probably all three.
And mark my words, he will be sat again. Either for Matt Stafford or Tua, Aguilar, blah, blah, blah. Either one of the two. Anyway, I mean, man, what are you talking about? You got Patty Mahomes. You got Josh Jacobs. You know,
DK Lockett.
Who is Darius Slay? Is Darius Slay cover? That's the question. Now, because Darius Slay, he's not going to shut down somebody, but they're not going to do as good. And believe it, the pass, I'm going to get to what I want to get to later, but the pass rush will get to Russell Wilson. This will not be a high scoring game. But it doesn't matter because Mark Andrews will continue rolling. Stephon Diggs coming back, and he's going to fucking ball out. He's playing. It don't matter who's playing, to be honest. Justin Jefferson's due for a big game, and I believe he'll get it, especially if Adam Thielen doesn't play because of the COVID.
Green, looking at this, Green, what do you think is going to happen?
Deontay at Baltimore ain't going to do shit. I'm going to keep running. Parker have a good game. Hooper should have a good game.
But he be setting shit up,
though. Yeah. I'm reading the facts. Rick has a better team than I do. Now,
definitely.
I'm not going to take the
you got definitely.
What upset. I'm going Dave.
Hooper ain't going to get more.
I think it'll be closer than what is projected. So if it's projected by 20 points, I think it'll be 19 points. That's what I'm going with. But Rick will win. Bingo's
Dave.
Bingo's Dave. Rick goes Dave. Where you going, Green?
Oh, Rich.
Green go Rick.
Definitely.
Oh,
no.
Well,
I'm going Dave.
Trey
don't know where he's at.
Three for Dave. And I'm going Rick. So three for Dave, two for Rick. Rick is the best team in Tiger. I will get to Seattle later, but let's go to the next matchup.
Kenyon Fake and Thielen Me Smalls. Bro, playoff potential.
Feeling me softly
with his song,
telling my whole life with his words. I went off. I was feeling the Fuji.
Kill it.
Yeah, your Philip Smalls against Kenyon Fake. Look.
Listen.
We're looking right now. We're looking.
Oh, we're looking?
That's my catchphrase. Looking.
Looking.
Kyler has a shoulder injury. You mentioned it doesn't matter. Kyler's going to ball out. Carr is projected a big amount. He's going to choke. Dalvin Cook will do his thing. Gurley will score a touchdown probably. Ridley will outperform Cup. Anderson will outperform Shepard. Henry will outperform Thomas. And you have Julio and Hill. Look, even with Kareem Hunt playing, Curtis Samuel has been playing great. I'm sorry, Steven. Sarah will beat you.
Uh-oh. Sarah's climbing up?
Sarah is something to reckon with.
Cooper Cup, 30 points 30, last week.
Look, they played a Tampa Bay team that is great on defense. They shut down the run game. So, Los Angeles, you know what? We got two great receivers. We're going to throw it to our great receivers. And Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp both had a good game. The Rams have to realize between Henderson, Malcolm Brown, and Cam Akers, you cannot run the ball. You got rid of Todd Gurley. There is no more running the ball. Throw it with Jared Goff. Spread it out. You got Gerald Everett. You got Tyler Higbee. You got Reynolds. You got Van Jefferson. Throw the ball. And I think the Rams know that now. Coming off the bye, Cup and Woods have had two good games. I believe it's going to keep going. I believe the Rams know they have to throw the ball to have a chance to win that division. They're behind in now. I believe Cooper Kupp will have a good game, and that's why I believe Sarah will win.
But you have Thielen with a chance to play.
But he's got COVID, and he might not play.
But he had a chance.
Who did play? I'm just curious. Who did play?
Carolina.
Carolina. Bop. I forgot. I didn't know where he was going. My mind is always on. Oh, no. You're talking about we think the same thing. Cool. We do.
Whatever.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Dalvin Cook will have a good game because Carolina is horrible against her. Matter of fact, it could be a 40 burner. I'm calling it now. A 40 burner from Dalvin Cook.
Green.
40 points from Dalvin Cook, but it won't be enough to help Steve win. I'm going Sarah. Dalvin Cook will score 40. Thielen will score about 15.
Ooh. Trey, Sarah, or fucking Steve?
I'm going Sarah.
And of course you are. Yeah, you fucking
pussy. Why are we here, bitch? You
fucking bitch.
Bitch. Oh, Green. I'm going with my wife. You fucking jag.
Sarah, where you going, bitch?
I'm definitely
going. Little, to
Little
the
Little Little Stevie definitely. P from Pearl. Pearl Lake. But from Lake Pearl.
God damn it. I got my pearls and diamonds mixed up.
Yeah, look at these matches.
I'm going Sarah. And we'll get Ricky's take when he gets back. He'll throw it in there.
Yeah, Steven must got some injuries.
There you go, Ben. Record. Nah, it's still going. Let's go. I don't know why you have shit muted. Yeah, it's good. Go ahead. Let's go to the next matchup. You will never produce another show ever again. I'm tired of you half-assing it, you jag.
Next matchup. Oh, bro. Go put me out like that? Okay. Yeah. But next.
Corey Montana. Corey Montana. He smokes a lot of coke. Corey Montana. I said smokes. I don't know drugs. Cody Montana, I'm mine. I did cocaine with you, Dodie, so I know drugs. Cody Montana is dominating the league right now. He is one of the best teams in the league. I don't know what we're talking about this, but I'll go through it. Thomas Brady against Kansas City should be a shootout. So Tom Brady should actually have a good game.
Well, should it? Because he's 0 for 22. On his last 20-plus yard.
The secondary for Kansas City is not a threat. He could dump
Brady's trash.
He can dump it over the middle to Godwin and Brown all day. Mike Evans is going to have a shit game. But Antonio Brown and Godwin should cut up. And, oh, who's Godwin play for? Cody Montana. Cody Montana, yeah. So, and he got the stack of him and Keenan Allen. Tim Patrick is a guy. Hey, what's up, Mike? We got a resident Broncos fan here. How is your feelings on Tim Patrick?
Tim Patrick is definitely in a deep league of flex. That's
in a deep league of flex.
But he's gonna point all this bullshit out.
No, but for real, Tim Patrick has been the
10 plus when he plays
unorthodox number one receiver. Can we say like they have Jerry Jeudy,
right?
And he gets a lot of targets, but. It always seems like Tim Batcher comes up with the plays. Right. Click that, Ben, so I can see what I'm talking about.
Is this a dynasty league or y'all redraft, right?
No, it's redraft.
Redraft, bro.
But no, but,
yeah, bro.
I'm just saying, like, Tim Patrick's a guy you look at like, oh, that's gross. But Tim Patrick can get you 16 points in a week, you know?
Yeah, some weeks, depending on who y'all paying.
And this is on the flip, though.
You got Gibson.
Okay.
Hopkins.
Okay.
Antonio Brown.
Okay.
Hey.
Like I just said,
13, Antonio Brown. 14, I mean, back
he had 7 straight targets last week. Tom Brady was feeding.
Hawkinson.
Okay.
Marvin Jones.
Okay.
And Renfro. And Renfro.
Okay, and that's where we separate Doty from Marshawn.
But you got CD on the bench. Play CD.
You play CD, it's a different game.
Play CD.
But with the lineup they got now, Doty's going to win because of his flexes, because of Renfro.
Doty on the come up. He going to make the playoff, bro.
And he is a chance to win it all. I'm telling you, Doty has a team. And he has Mostert coming back. He's not playing Mostert now, but he does have Mostert coming back this week. I can understand them benching him because Jeff Wilson's supposed to come back. Tim and Coleman's supposed to come back. They got a tough matchup. I can see Mostert having a bad week, but Mostert is the number one. And if it don't happen this week, Mostert's going to cut up the rest of the season. But I'll pick Doty. Ben, who you pick? Shut up. Just pick Doty. I know it sounds gross to pick Doty because Doty is the biggest piece of crap I've ever met, but he is the better team.
I'm going to go with Doty.
Green.
I ain't looking at the rosters, man. I'm just going with
Taylor. I almost called you Taylor. Trey.
I'm going Doty.
Rick Trash. Picks Doty. I'll take Rick's pick. And who you said, Green?
Doty.
Definitely. Doty, okay, all right. It's a sweep, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, pull the broom out?
Oh, yeah, fuck them.
Welcome. Oh, we're back to the
beginning. We're getting down to the last two, huh? All right, last two. Oh no, that's the last one I want to talk about because that's playoff. All right. Taco Core against Just Take My 100. Look, Just Take My 100 has struggled this year, but he has a chance. We got Matt Ryan against Josh Allen. Mike Davis against Kenyon Drake, like that Jag says. Mike Evans will have a bad week.
Wow, you got mixed, like, bro.
You're drunk and you stoop down. No, so go ahead, back to start lineup.
He don't have it filled out.
Yeah, bro, go down. I'll tell you who's picking. It doesn't matter who's picking.
Pick, bitch.
Okay, let me go through it again. Like I said, Matt Ryan against Josh Allen. Matt Ryan has a great magic with Vegas. That's a tough one. Mike Davis against Kenyon Drake should be even. Chase Claypool against Mike Evans. I believe Chase Claypool will not do what he needs to, and Mike Evans will probably catch one bomb against Kansas City. We're going to skip the tight end because right now Johnny has DJ Chark and Foose has nobody in the flex. Tanya against Reed, trash, but regardless of what projections say, Josh Reed will have a better game. Aaron Jones will crush Duke Johnson, and Chris Carson will come out with a bang against Wayne Gallman, who has a great matchup. Great defenses going against each other. Who gives a fuck about kickers? Foose? You have to start Chase. It doesn't matter. Foose, you're going to lose this. No matter who you play in the flex. I know the matchup seemed your way. You're projected to lose by 116-143, but yeah, you're going to lose, Foose. I don't know what else to tell you. Pause it. Never mind. Fuck it. Who you picking?
I don't want to do it, bro. I really don't.
I know. I hate picking Johnny, but Johnny's going to
win this. Taco Court, I'm going.
Yep.
Ross?
I'm going with Foose.
Oh! Hey. Foose or Johnny?
Green?
Oh, I'm definitely going with Foose just because he's playing.
All right. Two for Foose. Two for Johnny. Trey, tiebreaker. Johnny, okay. Yeah, Johnny should win this pretty easy. Let's go to the next matchup.
The game.
Game of the week.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, Trey. Duh. I know you can barely see right now.
Trey. Trey, what's happening right here?
Trey against base. Look, this set, whoever wins this can easily make the playoffs. This is a big playoff implication game. Trey against base. Base has been one of the hottest teams the last couple weeks. Trey, you sucked the last couple weeks.
You better win.
So let's go at it. We got Deshaun Watson. Oh, I'm going play for play. Hold up. Give me that goddamn tablet. Deshaun Watson at Detroit, who we should dominate. Aaron Rodgers against Chicago with a good defense. I'm going to pick Deshaun Watson. Derrick Henry and the Colts with a great defense. Miles Sanders in Seattle. I'll pick Miles. ESPN got Derrick Henry. I'll pick Miles Sanders to outscore Derrick Henry this week. Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams against Juju. I believe Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, fuck you.
Aaron Rodgers will have a bad game, but Deviontae will feed. God damn, I'm fucked up. Devontae gonna do better than Juju. Mike Tamas will do better than Tyler Boyd.
Mike Tamas.
Dallas Gettert, get out of here, because Darren Waller is going to put a mediocre game against you.
Mike Tamas.
Darren Waller is going to put up 10 points, and you're going to put up 3, and Darren Waller is still the second best tight end they ever played the game. DJ Moore against Mike Williams. Whew, DJ Moore should beat on that. Kalen Ballage against Ronald Jones at Kansas City. Oh, man, that's gross. Saints against Ravens, Suckup against McCandless. Look, this is going to be a lot closer than what we think, and I pick Trey to upset Baze and knock Baze out of the playoffs. Trey will win the week. Ben, who do you go?
And I'm going to go with Trey.
Trey.
Because I hope the best for us.
Trey. Oh, Trey's going with Trey naturally,
wow,
Jag.
I'm going with Trey.
Oh, we got a clean sweep, Rick, or you going to go with Paige?
I'm going with trigonometry. And I got my pom-poms out because I'm rooting for him, too.
Oh. Trigger Trey with the sweep.
The sweep!
And is that the last of the matchups?
That's it, boss.
Wow. Well, Taylor is not in our presence, but I got a few things to say, so I want to ask y'all to listen.
We're going
to
listen?
We're going to listen. Well, I don't know if we're going to listen. I'm going to talk, though. So let's go ahead and load that up, Bubba. Listen. Taylor's on vacation. What a jag. Listen. Darren Waller is the number two tight end. Mark Andrews is the number three. There's only 22 points separating them. 22. One big game away from separating them. Listen. Michelob Ultra is a woman's beer. Listen. Russell Wilson will fuck over the two top team in Tigers in the playoffs. Because Russell Wilson will have a bad game, which DK Metcalf and Tyler, who remembers a name like Tyler? They will both struggle because of the bad game of Russell Wilson, and your two top seeds will fall, leaving Doty and Sarah in the championship.
Whoa!
Don't listen.
You heard.
Don't listen.
All right, fellas. This is the time we give up.
That's the dumbest listen. Green, tell Tiger League about you.
Yeah, ladies.
Why should you be a candidate?
I want you to interview. Because, hey, listen, Tiger League. We have a waiting list for Tiger. Green is on that long waiting list, but he feels like he should jump to the next man up. Explain yourself, Green.
Okay, Tiger League, bro. First reason, you know, I'm in League of Legends. All the shit talking I do deserves to be in Tiger. I'm a Tiger myself. A Marquee Tiger, to be exact. It's the Tiger. All that shit. Tiger League.
Hey.
Nominate me to take over everybody in front of me, I promise you.
Hey.
I will make your league
trash.
Amazing.
He's already great. Let me rephrase it.
You're right.
I will make you a leap. Say that greater. Again. I will make it amazing.
Amazing.
Man, I'm going to vote for you for fucking president next time.
Hey, before you finish, how many people in League of Legends in Tiger League?
Quite a few.
Like, you got a number? Anybody know the exact number? Maybe half the league.
About six.
About half the league.
Yeah, about half the league.
Tiger. Nick Mahfouz, I'm talking to you personally. Oh. I need your nomination. Steven Patton, I need your nomination. These are horrible owners. Horrible. Out of 36 people we drafted, I got 6 left on my team, and I'm in second place. Remember that.
Don't
put me in Tiger. No. Put me in Tiger. I enjoy y'all every week. I just read y'all text messages when I'm bored. Put me in Tiger.
So okay, oh, talking about we're all in League of Legends. You're in second. Where's Tony at? He's hoping to make the playoffs. So.
Tony, my boy.
Hey, Tony. Hey.
I'm talking to Swallow, not a tank, because your team is depleted. You banged up, Tony. Damn. Tony, you banged up.
We might have to put him and Tony on a must-win basis to see if he's Tony,
can I speak on the owners?
Go ahead. Speak. Hey, speak whatever you want. It's a podcast.
Tony and Taylor are the only two people I can talk trades with.
Okay, now you're gross. All right, you didn't ruin
it. When we talking big trades, that's the only two people
I'm talking about. I gave you a full 2 minutes and you ruined it. Trey, last thoughts.
Trey still here?
Trey is wasted on the couch, apparently. Sticky, Icky, Ricky. Last thoughts for week 12.
Keep rolling.
Rolling. Come on. Benjamin. Well,
hey, one more thing before y'all exit. All
right, give me 10 seconds. Go.
Here we go.
Put me in Tiger.
No, okay. There it is. All right, he is Trizzy Trey. He is Mean Green Oakland. He is Sticky Icky Ricky. He is a bunch of shit in Benny Boo. And I am Super Duper Dave, Tredavious White. And this was Tiger Talk. Doty. You will win the championship this year, but fuck you. I hate you. And fuck everybody else. If you think you can catch a ball, come holler at me, because I will shut that shit down. Peace, y'all.
Motherfuck.
On this bitch, but he ain't playing no.
Ain't no party like a 4G party, cause a 4G party gon' rock. Ain't no party like a 4G party, cause a 4G party don't stop. Bitch, I'm going up, 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 up. Bitch, I'm going up, 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 up. Bitch, I'm going up. Soon as I get outside, I'm going dumb, going stupid, I done lost my mind. Turn me up. I'm going in, up in vibes, pull me up, nigga. I be dripping every time a nigga change. Soon as I step in, they see them diamonds in my chain. Nigga try and tell me we gon' flush you in your gang. Nigga stop the tripping before I hit you with that flame. Bitch, I'm too fucking lit, too with the shits. Get out of line, I got that crew in this bitch. Bucking up and down to the roof in this bitch. Smoking on that loud, smell like Snoop in this bitch. Ain't no party like a 4G party, cause a 4G party gon'